first, second set of points there for the Raiders. And then there's a big jam by Pohl. 33-29. Rapids deficit. And there is a walk by Clary. And there's a turnover. Third for the Raiders. And Marshfield's back in business. 15-12 to go. 33-29. Marshfield advantage. Man defense put in by Rapids. Kind of a 1-1-3, so to speak, or a 1-4. Really depends on how Marshfield is standing at the moment. Hinson with the ball over to Pohl to Lee. Lee cuts through the lane, stops about the free throw line, stops, kicks the ball down low to Pohl. Pohl gets it, corrals it, spins off the glass, count it. He's got 4 points here to start the second half. Marshfield up 35-29. And there is a push underneath, and that's another Rapids turnover. First foul on the Red Raiders in the half, and that's going to be on Traden Clary. His second. So, very few fouls. There's four now on Rapids, three in the first half, and there's just two in the first half for the Tigers, none so far. As I said, very clean game. It's very enjoyable to watch. Very little disjointment as Lee, runner off the glass, off the back iron, no good, pulled down by Clary. Rapids back in business, trailing 35-29. 14-20 left to go in the first half. Reyna stops, calling out orders. Sends Gilbertson back on his way. Broren pass, recepted. Back on over to Gilbertson. Reyna's three on the way, and it rattles out of there. Rebound to connect. And Marshfield quickly back down the other way, trying to speed the game up a little bit, but they're not throwing up willy-nilly shots, and that definitely wasn't, as Lee connects on a three. And there is a full timeout coming to Wisconsin Rapids. We'll take one too, Seth. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
WIRI Nakusa.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here at the Fieldhouse, Marshfield up 38-29 over Rapids. Rapids inbounds. Now Marshfield starting to bring some pressure. Full court press, but they back out of it after Rapids makes a couple passes. Reynas with the ball, standing right on the WR logo. Center court, stop, spins, down low. Gilbertson off the glass, count it. First points of the half by Gilbertson. 38-31, excuse me. Marshfield lead, 13 and a half to go. Hinson with the ball. Left side, pass back on out to Pohl. And there is a hand check. Or not a hand check, excuse me. There is a travel call by Pohl. Marshfield's second turnover of the half. Marshfield coach Chris Fisher, not exactly happy with the call, but I think it was close personally, but they're closer to it. I'll go with it. Rapids inbounds. Reynas with the ball. Past half court. Siligowski with a cutter through the lane. Didn't earn the pass there by Reynas. Zelagowski. Pass over to Gilbertson. Gilbertson with a little runner off the glass. No good. Rebound Henson. Foul coming up here on Gilbertson, his first. Team second. Yeah, Marshfield will be back in business, up 38-31. 12:56 to go in regulation. Very, very hard-fought game to this point. As Marshfield back in business, gets the ball down low. A block. Big block there by Clary. First of the night by my count. Pass outside to Zelagowski. Zelagowski three off the mark. Rebound to Clary. And he gets rejected by Pohl. And there's a rebound for Marshfield. And they start their next possession. Connect with the big three for the big man. No good. A little short. Pulled down by Clary as he hustles back down. Bully defense is connect. Greatness with the ball. Working to his left. Stops. Picks out the dribble. Kicks it on out. Zelagowski. Zelagowski three off the front of the rim. Rebound. Marshfield. Lee with the ball for Marshfield. Pass on off to Pohl. Down to connect. Lee hits the paint and hits a shot off the glass. 5 points in the second half there for Lee. He's got 11 in the game. Turnover for Rapids. Five in the half. And there is a three bomb on the temp by Henson. Rebound Rapids. Foul on Marshfield. Ethan Connect with the second. First in the half by the Tigers. 11:45 to go. 40-31. Marshfield advantage. Inbounds from Clary to Broren, and there's a trap being pushed, and there's your first. There's another turnover for Rapids. Shot going up. On the way is Fries, and he gets banged on the shot. Does not fall, but he's still getting two, as there will be a foul coming on Clary. And that is his third. This will be the third and fourth free throws of the game for the Tigers, as they are 2 for 2. Hinson hit a pair in the first half. First shot up. Nice backspin and count it. Here's the second coming. The ball's passed to Fries. Shot is up. A little long off the back iron. Fought over. Pulled down by Clary. So Marshfield now 3 for 4 from the line. Roaring with the ball. Hitting his teammates get set. For the offense, they want to run. 41-31, Marshfield lead. They're able to get a couple big shots down low by Pohl, as he had four in the first half, and he's now got four in the second half, just 6 minutes in. Big three on attempt by Brewer, and it rattles out. That's an unfortunate situation there for the Raiders. Rebound the other way, and Pohl with a quick two. And there you have it, 43-31. Marshfield lead, 11 minutes to go in the contest. Zelagowski with a pass back to Gilbertson. Gilbertson top of the wheel for Reynas. Passing around the ball, really trying to create another good opportunity. Gilbertson thought about a really long three, but there is a blocking foul. Coming up, a push on the Tigers, and that will be on Lee, his first. Tigers second in the half. And we've got 10:43 left to go in the contest. Marshfield again, a 43-31 lead. Brody Gilbertson to inbound for the Raiders as he gets ball down into Zelagowski. Passes back to Broren and to Reynas. Reynas getting the offense set up to where they need to be. Quick pass on over to Zelagowski. Gilbertson fakes a pass down low and moves to his left. Rapids not wanting to settle for threes. They're trying to get the ball down low and draw fouls. So far not working so well, but there's a good job getting the ball low. Zelagowski off the glass. He's got two, and it's now a 43-33 game. 10-10 to go. Marshfield Tigers, number 6 in Division 1, moving up after defeating the Spash Panthers, number 4 last night. And there's a three on the way for Ramberg for Marshfield, and he hits it. Back on up to a 46-33 Marshfield advantage. Under 10 to go. The Rapids clinging in there, hanging in there. But things are starting to slide the way of the Tigers. It just kind of grinds you down. Nothing real flashy. And that wasn't flashy either for the Raiders, as Reynis gets called for a walk. And that's turnover number six so far in the second half for the Raiders. And Marshfield's back in business with the ball. Inbounding is Hinson. Go up to Lee. Lee gets it past the timeline. And Marshfield working to get the ball low. That'd be Lee on over. Nice bounce pass down low to Ramberg. Ramberg rams it home. That's a 48-33 ball game. Clary cuts through the lane, and there's a whistle. He makes a basket, but they're calling no shot. He was fouled on the floor. So no basket for Rapids, which is very unfortunate. There you got the foul coming up on Fries. It's his first, team's third. Both teams sitting at three fouls in the game, or in the half, I should say. Reynis, ball. Down low in the paint. Pass back out to Seligowski, and he hits Gilbertson in the left wing. Nice cutting attempt by Broren, but he gets stopped by Ramberg. Pass back out, and Rapids resets. Strong defense being played by the Tigers, keeping Rapids from getting the ball down low. Three on the way by Clary, a little long off the back iron, pulled down by Ramberg. Marshfield quickly back the other way. Hinson with it. Pass down low to Pohl. Pohl, spin, jump, teardrop, count it. Another two for Pohl, and it is now a 50-33 game. 8.5 to go. Pohl having a big second half. He was limited to 4 in the first half. He's got 8 now, so he's so far 12 by my mathematics, which is always suspect. So my apologies for any incorrect calls I make on that. Runner by Reynis, he runs into Pohl. Can't get the shot to fall. Tigers with a rebound. Quickly back the other way. Lee with it. Spin through the lane. Kick back out to Pohl. Pohl driving. He gets the ball poked away. Gets the ball back. And off the glass. Count it. And that is a full timeout coming to Wisconsin Rapids. We'll keep it here, as you got to do a little bookwork here. Is again, want to thank all our sponsors. Want to thank everybody that has anything to do with this. We really want to thank a big special thank you to Econ Electric for being a sponsor for high school sports. Econ Electric has been providing industrial, commercial, and residential electrical contracting services throughout the state of Wisconsin since 1970. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring you these games at our and our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help these or help bring these games to our listeners. That's WIRI 105.5 FM Country Legends 24/7. So get done with the game and then listen to some good old-fashioned country music. That's always kind of fun to do. And the halftime had some pretty good music there. It's John Deere Green. I prescribe more a little bit on my farm to International Red and Ford Blue, but I got nothing against green and yellow, especially in Green Bay at Lambeau Field. You know, as a Packer fan, I kind of sit there and think, man, Green Bay really, they beat the Chiefs or the Swifts or however you want to call them. I call them the Swifts because you can't see them without seeing her. For me, I'd rather see a game than see her reactions to a play or anything like that, but not just me. And then you got San Francisco and Green Bay. You know, that's another case where the better team doesn't always win, and they all played San Francisco, just couldn't get it done. I didn't get to see the Detroit game, but from what I've seen, Detroit outplayed them too, but just couldn't get it done. Detroit did a Detroit, so, but that'll happen. As game is back underway, Marshfield comes away with a possession there, Rapids turnover, seventh of the half. Marshfield just kind of eating up a little bit of clock. Three on the way by Hinson. No good. Rebound Gilbertson for Rapids. Brings the ball back. Kick out to Reynis. 7.5 to go. 52-33. That was a real close ball game. And then all of a sudden it's 20-point possession. There's a three or an almost 20th point possession. There's a three by Ranus. No good. Tigers with a rebound. Back attack on the other way. Pull with it to Lee. Lee calling out directions on the offense as Broren applies a little bit of pressure. A little bit of an errant pass over to Hinson, but no harm, no foul. Three on the way by Lee. No good. Excuse me, as the Tigers come away with that rebound off of that missed three ball by Lee. Hinson, baseline runner, teardrop falls. That's, man, everything's just falling for the Tigers tonight. And now it's a 54-33. Marshfield leads, 6.5 to go. Rapids is going to have to start firing up a few more shots, a few more threes. Maybe not exactly the situation they want to be in, but they're starting to run out of time. So there is a foul, so that's another thing that will help stop the clock, get foul totals up for Marshfield, maybe start getting some free throws. I think that foul is on Landon Lee. That's his second, Tigers fourth. 6:17 to go, Gilbertson to inbound. Lays it on over for Broren. Broren with it, going to his right, stops. Back to Gilbertson. And you got Austin Tislin on the near side, sneak in. Big three on the way by Gilbertson. You can count that one. 54-36, Marshfield advantage now. And there is a foul on the other end as Ramberg goes up for two. He gets fouled by Clary. His fourth. Young man's got to be careful now. And Ramberg will be putting up two. My apologies on the delay on that call. I looked down to write something down and already back down at the other side of the court. The first free throw was up. No good. So it's now looking for one. Second one up. Rattles around. No good. Rebound by Tislin for the Raiders. And Rapids back in business. Reynes with it on the far side. Gilbertson pass. Clear cross to Broren. Trading Cleary with it near side. Back out to Broren. Broren down low. Kick back out to Gilbertson. Gilbertson a couple pump fakes. Doesn't let it fly. There's Tislin looking for somewhere to go with it. And he gets whistled for the 5-second violation. And just holding on to the ball a little too long. And there's your turnover for Rapids. Turnover number 8 by my count. And Marshfield inbounds the ball. Up 54-36, 5:20 to go. We're at the hockey rink here. Second intermission. Rapids holding the 6-1 lead. So good night for the Red Raiders there. Historic night, but at the task at hand, Ramberg gets a nice, easy lay-in for two, 56-36. Now it's a 20-point lead, and now Marshfield can probably start feeling pretty good. 5 minutes to go. Rapids, I don't know if they got enough offense to come back into it. And there's a big three from way downtown by Gilbertson. I don't want to count these Red Raiders out, but I also know there's a lot of time to play. You got some very quality team like Marshfield is. There is a layup attempt by Pohl. He's no good, but then he goes back for the rebound, and he gets a foul, his first of the night. Fifth on the Tigers in the half. Rapids ball as Tislin goes out. Seligowski comes in. Rapids not running too deep on the bench tonight. Just two come in so far, and that being Ethan Dillingham and Austin Tislin. Marshfield applying a little bit of pressure. Full court. Clary goes to the rack. Up, no good. Rebound, Marshfield. Hinson with it. He's thinking about driving to it, and they pulls back. Back out to Lee. Skip pass to Pohl. Pohl with it. On the right side, thought about baseline. Kicks back out to Lee. Lee just standing there. 4:20 to go in the game. 56-39, Marshfield lead. Hinson down low against the baseline. Pushing up against Brewer and spinner. Fall away, jump shot. No good. Rebound, Ramberg. Ramberg up off the glass. Count it. Excuse me again, folks. Sorry, got a little bit of chest cold. Doing the best I can for you. Try not to cough into the microphone. So 58-39, lead Marshfield. Four to go. Gilbertson with the ball. Pass over to Seligowski. Seligowski to Broeren on the right side, far side. He thought about a three, stops, baseline, kicks over, trying to hit Clary. Ball gets poked away. Rapids keeps the ball. 3:40 to go. Still trailing, 58-39. That should either way be a good Super Bowl. I mean, see the Chiefs there. You know what they bring. You know what the 49ers are going to bring. I was doing a little bit of reading today, and that's my reading skills, believe it or not, are a little better than my my math skills. But reading that, they're saying 49ers want to win that game. They got to get in a shootout. And that doesn't exactly bode well for their style of play. But, man, all of a sudden the Chiefs, their receivers are catching the ball. So we'll see what they can do on offense there. As Rapids gets ball, inbounds, a little teardropper by Reynes. No good. Rebound by Tigers, Ramberg. And Marshfield on the attack again. Lee, skip pass. Skip pass was over to Fries. Fries over to Ramberg. Three for Ramberg. And that may be your Wayne Larrabee dagger there. If it wasn't before, 61-39, Marshfield lead, 3 minutes to go. And there is a foul coming up on Ramberg. On a shot taken by Trayden Clary. Not really having the night he wants, as he's only got 2 points, and he's been the Rapids' leading scorer, averaging just shy of 16. And we can kind of see the writing on the wall as Rapids going to be bringing in wholesale changes. Going to be cycling everybody out. Free throw up on the way. Count it for Clary. That's his first. In comes Ethan Mallory. Jackson. Mallory, excuse me there. Looking up the other numbers, Lawson Hefner, Colton McMillan, and I believe that's in the one waiting for the shooter. That will be Clary. I can't see the number there. I think that is Tyson Stempa. He is waiting there for Clary, who's got his second free throw on the way. Couple bounces. Shot is up. Good. Count it. So we're going to see the end of the Raiders' offense tonight. It's an unfortunate night for them. Gilbertson leading things with 14. Good night for the young man. Reynes with 12. Just a tough night for Rapids once the Tigers got rolling. Or should I say roaring. That was... very, very impressed by Marshfield. I mean, they gave a lot of effort last night against the Panthers of Stevens Point and kind of wondered a possible letdown. There was no letdown, and there's a foul coming up. That foul will be on the Raiders. Lawson Hefner, his first. As Ketterer, he goes to line for two. Shot is up. Count it. More substitutions coming in. So both teams kind of calling off the dogs. And with just under 3 minutes to go, actually, it's 2:35. My apologies on not the exact time, but second shot. Up. Good. Rebound for Rapids on the attack with a bunch of the bench in. There's no reason to get the game too far out of hand. Both teams need to work on their bench players to be ready. There's a turnover for the Raiders. Come their way, and there's thought about almost turnover. There's 2 more points for Ketterer. And it's now a 64-41 ball game. Hefner with it. Over to Mallory. Mallory with the ball going to his right. Free throw line over to Dillingham. He thought about a three. Thought better of it. Stopped. Dragged his foot a little bit. No whistle. Let the guys play. Hefner three bomb on the way. Count it. Big three. Nice three for Lawson Hefner. Great job for the young man. Rapids junior stands right about 6'3". It's Marshfield working the ball around the perimeter. Not getting too crazy. A minute and a half to go. 64-44 lead. Three on the way for the Tigers. No good. Hefner with the board. Up there, up to, looking up to Stempa. Stempa over to Dillingham. Back on over to McMillan. Or McMillan, excuse me. Two on the way. No good for the Raiders. Rebound coming down for the Tigers. Noah Daniels. And Marshfield's back in business. Out there is Joey Ketterer. With the ball, pass over to Max Ortel. And there's going to be a more substitution. The referee stopped it for a substitution. Get some more players in there. And we're just 1 minute, 2 seconds left in the game. Marshfield up the 64-44 lead. And that'd probably be it. I do not believe the Tigers are really going to push the effort or push the issue and try to embarrass the Raiders. I really don't think they're going to. Sound win, good meat grinder of a game, that I like to call them. Just keep after it, nothing flashy, nothing fancy, and they come through and do it. Got the job done, and there's your foul. Coming on up, call on Stempa. That's his foul, that's his first foul, sixth on the Raiders. 43.8 seconds to go. Three on the way, short of the mark. Ball's bouncing loose in there. Rebound to the Rapids. Pulled in by McMillan. Pass on over outside to Hefner. Rebound way off the mark. A little bit of an air ball on that. Marshfield rebound. Pass the timeline, and I think we're just going to call it good. As time's running down, 17 to go. Marshfield passing the ball around the key. Down low, passed back out to the wing. Thought about a three, thought better of it. Passed down low, ball's bouncing. Marshfield still with it, 7-6. And 5 seconds to go, and that will be your ball game. Marshfield gets out of Wisconsin Rapids with a 64-44 victory here on a warm Tuesday night. I got to tally up some numbers here. Going to make sure my bookwork is working, and we'll be back here momentarily on 105.5. WIRI.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1 minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
I'm the PA voice you hear at hockey games here for WisCountry 105.5 WIRI to keep you fresh for your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings with some hockeyology. For example, sweater,
a hockey jersey,
apple,
an assist,
celly,
celebration following a goal,
and hoser,
a trash talk term for loser.
Support your River Kings as they build hockey up and down the river.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny and unseasonably mild for tomorrow with a high in the upper 40s. More sunshine Thursday, mid 40s. We'll see cloud cover move into the area on Friday, but still mild, upper 30s. Right now it's 33.
Welcome back here for the final time from the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School Fieldhouse. And it was an entertaining game for a half, but then just Marshfield proved to be just a little bit too much as the Tigers take a 64-44 victory over the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. Leading scorers, we're going to start with Wisconsin Rapids as Brody Gilbertson got the job done, 14 points. Sean Reynes with 10. Following down the line, Traden Clary had a rough night, 4 points, followed by Keaton Broren with 8. Jared Soligowski with 5. And Lawson Hefner came off the bench with 3. So good night for the young man off the bench and to sort up Rapids' 44 points. Coming up for Marshfield, by my count, it will be Chris Pohl with 14. And then Brooks Hinson with 4. Brant Fries with 4 as well. Then you got Landon Lee, 11. Good job for the young man. Ethan Connect, the big man down there, did most of his damage in the first half. In fact, he did all of it, scoring all of his 10 points in the first half. And then Alan Ramberg with 15. And Ketterer, double-checking his name, Joey Ketterer with 3. So not exactly the night that the Red Raiders wanted, but unfortunately you're going to have that from time to time playing a team at the level that Marshfield is. So tough night, but they'll move on. Still got a few more weeks before the playoffs even get close to starting, and they will definitely bounce back from this one and keep giving her as the season closes out. So again, Marshfield, close half. They led 31-27 at the intermission, but then pulled away 64-44 after that. So for myself, Mike Comer, Seth Beck at the studio, for all the sponsors who make these broadcasts possible, really can't do this without them. Really appreciate it. And if you want to get involved, contact the office. They'll be more than happy to work with you to bring these games to you. And so with that, have a great night, everybody. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by El Cafe, Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
I know you loved me a long time ago, and even now in my arms, you still want him, I know. But darling, this time let your memories die. When you hold me tonight, don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Maybe I been a fool, holding on all this time, lying here in your arms, knowing he's in your mind. But I keep hoping someday that you'll see the light. Let it be here tonight. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday go.
Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
There stands the glass that will ease all my pain, that will settle my brain. It's my first one today.
Folks, I'm Ronnie McDowell on Country Legends 24/7 with my song, You're Gonna Ruin My Bad Reputation.
105.5 FM. You're gonna ruin my bad reputation. They say my crazy days are through. It's all over town, I'm settling down. All I'm crazy about is you. Well, the bartender down at the Starlight Lounge is probably wondering where I've been. 'Cause every Saturday night he broke up the fights, and sometimes he let me win. Well, he'd sure be shocked if he could see me sipping iced tea and watching TV. It's Saturday night and I'm taking it easy, home alone with you. You're gonna ruin my bad reputation with the good love you're giving me. I used to be a hellraiser, a heartbreaker, footloose and fancy free. You're gonna ruin my bad reputation. They say my crazy days are through. It's all over. Mr. Smith, whenever I check in, he winks and grins at the latest Mrs. Smith I'm with. Now he probably won't believe it's true when he hears I gave a ring to you. 'Cause there'll be no more motel rendezvous for this Mr. Smith.
Charge just country boys and girls. girls getting down on the farm. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
Country Legends 24/7. Randy Travis, on first hearing the song, he walked on water.
Each day when we were looking for material, they just play you these new songs that the writers have been writing. So this one starts playing, and Alan Shamblin wrote this. It's about his great-grandfather. And so I'm sitting there just, all I can think about is my grandfather.
105.5 FM.
He wore starched white shirts, button at the neck, and he'd sit in shade and watch the chickens peck. And his teeth were gone, but what the heck? I thought that he walked on water. Said he was a cowboy when he was young. He could handle a rope, and he was good with a gun. And my mama's daddy was his oldest son. And I thought that he walked on water. And if the story was told, only heaven knows. But his hat seemed to me said, son, here's a pony, keep her at a trot. And I'd ride in circles while he laughed a lot. Then I'd flop down beside him. And he was 90 years old in 63. And I loved him.
Wisconsin's only choice for real country music. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
Yes, more to me than anything else I. When I'm gone away, a
thoughts of you keep running through my mind like a sunny day.
Like a sunny day.
I can feel your warm, sweet love light shining all over me till I'm back in your arms again. And every time I find the feeling stronger than it's ever been. Yes, more to me than anything else I've ever known. More to me than anything else I'm ever gonna see. Just your love is all that I need to depend upon. And each day that passes by, you're more to me till my life is.
I'm David.
I'm Howard.
We're the Bellamy Brothers on Country Legends 24/7. We hope you're feeling the feeling.
105.5 FM.
It started with a smile and the brush of your hand. Then we got a little closer with a slow, slow dance. Now the world seems to spin around just for me and you. It took us by surprise when it hit us in our hearts. Such unbridled passion from an innocent start. We were stumped for a while, but now we know what we're gonna do. Gonna make it last. Gonna make some dreams come true. We've been feeling the feeling from the shine up above. We've been steadily stealing every moment we can, 'cause we can't get enough. We've been feeling the feeling, flying on the wings of a dove. We've been feeling the feeling, and the feeling is love. Well, the clouds rolled back and the sun broke through, and the earth seemed to move when I whispered to you. Darling, who woke up this feeling from its lonely sleep? When I say I love you, I mean I love you so deep. We've been feeling the feeling from the shine up above. We've been steadily stealing every moment we can, 'cause we can't get enough. We've been feeling the feeling, flying on the wings of a dove. We've been feeling the feeling, and the feeling is love.
Thank you.
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny and unseasonably mild for tomorrow with a high in the upper 40s. More sunshine Thursday, mid-40s. We'll see cloud cover move into the area on Friday, but still mild, upper 30s. Right now it's 33.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Smoke was coming off my jacket, and you didn't seem to mind. I left a long trail of ashes, and you said I like your style. Now heartbreak in a competition, but I took it in a landslide. The skeletons I wanted to bury, you liked out in the light. You didn't save me, you didn't think I needed saving. You didn't change me, you didn't think I needed changing. My wings are frayed, and what's left of my halo's black. Lucky for me, your kind of heaven's been to hell and back. To hell and
the heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI.